Thursday, we do talk business. So let's welcome in Patrick Grimion, host of the Patty G Show. What's happening, man?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I did not need Red Bull this morning.
You didn't. You got your own self-created energy. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't create this energy at all. Chief Paul went off last night. So a lot of people hate when things like that happen because it just, there was a councilman, years ago. He was mayor pro tem. There's a bridge on the way to Central's named after his wife. Joe Greco. When he was on the Metro Council, man, it was, every Metro Council meeting was dysfunctional. I mean, it was like a really bad Thanksgiving dinner every single week. And Joe Greco was just at the helm, and he's like, guys, let's just not fight. Guys, let's settle. I'm the antithesis of that. I'm like, no, get it out. Let's go.
Throw the mashed potatoes.
Let's heal this wound. Yes. Get to the source of your problem. If Chief Paul goes off 3 years ago, we might get to the source of the wound. We might heal. You got to rip off the Band-Aid. He did that last night.
At some point, you have to.
It's how you progress together.
Yeah.
It's how you move together.
You keep it bundled inside, it's almost worse.
Right.
You just build up resentment, and then on your way out, it pops.
And which is literally what just happened. He's on his way out. Boom, he exploded.
People should start doing that on their way in.
Right?
Come in and explode.
Right?
I mean, be like, here it is. Lay it all
just
out.
Just full on Costanza's dad, Festivus. Just walk right in. I got a lot of problems with you people. All right.
At least it's out there, though. Love it or hate the situation, at least it's out there.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you can start to work
towards it. I'm saying. Yes.
You know, give it all out there. We're also afraid. Here's what we can do about it.
We're also afraid of confrontation.
Well, we all are.
All right. Embrace the uncomfortable.
Not Alondra. Never mind.
Embrace the uncomfortable. It's how you move forward.
It's how you're able to move your way up as well in the business world when it comes to flipping around positions.
My segue was going to be, if you don't want the confrontation, you just resort to job hopping and leaving, which is what we're talking about today. We're talking about job hopping. Can we start with the Forbes.com article?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, job hopping is nothing new, but it's becoming increasingly common, mainly due to a tight labor market over the last several years. Over 22% of workers aged 20 and older spent a year or less at their jobs in 2022. That's the highest percentage with a tenure that short since 2006, according to a study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Even recession fears aren't preventing certain segments from changing jobs. More than half of U.S. workers are considering leaving their jobs this year, based on a report from LinkedIn. The data also revealed that more Gen Z and millennial workers plan to quit their jobs than other generations. There's so much to unpack. I don't think we're going to get to a second article in this segment. We might have to wait until the next segment.
I don't think so. I mean, first off, a number that was kind of just glossed over. Half.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit in a room with your staff and half of them are considering leaving according to LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Like, that's powerful. How do you as an employer plan for that? What do you do? How do you try to turn the tides and say, let's not get half. Let's cut it down to maybe a quarter or something.
You know? Now, let's be very fair, though. When you see a number like half, it's not half in every business.
Right.
It's half across the board, which means if you're a terrible manager running a terrible company, it's going to be higher. Yeah. I don't think half the people at Guarantee are looking to move on. If I were to look all around the building, I don't think I could find four at the most.
You don't have people sitting there going, hey, how are you brushing up your resume, you know?
No.
What are you doing to fluff it up a little
no.
bit?
Well,
I think that's the difference between a good organization and a poor organization is look at their turnaround, right?
Yeah.
Now, you have the caveat that is the restaurant industry. That's just known.
And that's where half explodes into 80%.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you leave Chili's to go to Applebee's, you still left your job.
Correct.
You're still doing the same thing. You're still peddling the same chain restaurant food, but you've left your job.
Yeah. And then you start to become one of those numbers of people that are leaving at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
And then when you look at your resume over the last 5 years and you got 10 positions.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of disagree with what Forbes and some of these folks are saying, how it's not as alarming. I'm very curious why you've got 10 positions in 5 years.
Yeah.
And maybe there's an explanation for each of them.
Could be.
Maybe it was, here's the manager problem. here's a manager problem, but at what rate, 10 jobs in, if everything's a manager problem, do we have to have some confrontation?
Okay, but it keeps kicking up the chain at that point.
Yeah.
If middle management's bad, why isn't upper management seeing it? Why does it take 10 turnovers to get there?
And I think that's where exit interviews can come in and really help those organizations.
Okay, but now you're going to kick back down the chain. Exit interviews are not mandatory to partake in. And, oh, by the way, not everybody goes full Chief Paul. Not everybody on their way out the door starts calling out others. Some people are like, no.
It's not you, it's me.
Yes. An exit interview is not the most reliable. It's the only resource you have, really.
Right.
Unless you want to Facebook stalk them for the next 3 months. Then you really start to see what was there.
No, or you LinkedIn stalk them. I've seen a lot of people go off on LinkedIn.
You don't think that people
about their
on LinkedIn
employer.
Try to stay a little more professional?
No. Maybe a little bit more, Brian, but there are people that I've seen within my network that have gone off on a former employer on LinkedIn publicly. And I'm just like, you realize the type of folks that are on this platform.
Yeah.
You realize your next employer could read this, in fact, will read this.
Almost certainly, yes. And that's why I said Facebook is it's, I don't want to say a safer space, but a little bit. It's not the professional space.
It's not, but at the end of the day, do you want to rant out your professional laundry on Facebook?
No, I don't. I don't, but I look at my Facebook feed. I see former coworkers in Facebook tearing, not necessarily here, but other media outlets apart, sure.
That's what I could use Threads for. You know, nobody's there.
You want to bury a dead body? Go to Threads. Coming up on 646 to Talk 107.3 FM, we're going to have to take a quick break. Patrick Grimion's in with us. We're talking a little business for a couple more minutes here. A Forbes article talking about job hopping. And we have other things to talk about, but I don't know if we're going to get past just this because there's so much to dig in on. There is so much meat on this bone.
And there's also some math we got to do in this paragraph as well.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Even recession fears aren't preventing certain segments from changing jobs. Let me repeat that sentence. Even recession fears aren't preventing certain segments from changing jobs. How much false security does the job force have right now? Because through COVID, everyone was taken care of. Businesses shutting their doors because of the pandemic will cut you a check. Got to sit out. Essential employees have to come in. We'll cut you a check. We've been trained like Pavlov's dog. Something goes wrong. Ding, 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 the government rings the bell. That's our check. Recession fears do not. There's no spark. There's no fear. There's no fire to say, no, I got to work hard and maintain my job. I got to maintain my employment or I won't be able to feed my family.
So I think you have an impact a lot more on the younger generation who maybe got in the labor market a year or two before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Then COVID hit, and they're like, oh, this is peachy.
Right.
This is great.
Right.
I worked for 2 years, and now I get a check? And that's just continued and compounded to where we sit around with people in different industries, and all they have to say is, where are the employees?
We're still seeing it.
Where's the staff?
We talk with the Baton Rouge
Chamber. There's nobody there.
Every Tuesday, we are still seeing it. There's jobs upon jobs upon jobs available.
And that is what people who are trying to leverage this so-called, safe job hopping is, I'm going to go and work somewhere for a quarter of the year. Say, I worked at XYZ Corporation, got a lot of skills and knowledge from it. Now I want a 10% pay raise. Then they end up pricing themselves out of their skills.
Yeah.
Because you have organizations that have a larger hiring than maintaining budget. So they can throw in a little nice little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I was to hop between 4 different companies and get a $10,000 bonus every time I hopped around, I got lots of job security and lots of – I'm not worried about the recession. I'm just going to keep hopping.
You just trade up.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep hopping, keep trading up.
But we can't all be Lane Kiffin.
No, and you can't all continue progressing if you don't have the time to spend in an organization. This article is talking about people over 20. They're 22% likely to leave within a year or so. People over 20, the highest rate since 06. So to do that math, they were 3 years old in 06 whenever it was like this.
They were 3 years old.
In 06.
You did that math.
Yeah.
All right. They also have that safety net of And you're quickly leaving that safety net, by the way, because you're popping out kids left and right these days.
It's a reasonable rate, Brian.
I understand. I'm making fun. But the more invested you are in your life, the less disposable income you have.
Oh, yeah.
You got bills on top of bills. You got a mortgage. You got kids. You got tuition. You got all of it. The more responsibility you have, the less likely you are to be in that crowd. And it's not about a generational thing. It's about how much you've got in the game already. If I were in my mid-20s, I'd be job hopping too.
And it's in part a generational thing because people are getting married later on in life. They're settling down later on in life rather than settling down in your early 20s like I did. You've got people settling down in their early 30s. So you have a decade more of no other humans to be concerned about outside of yourself, which allows freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the reason I say that is because the article makes it a point to say the data also revealed that more Gen Z and millennial workers plan to quit their jobs than any other generation. Well, of course.
Things are good right now.
Right. If you're Gen Z, you likely aren't a homeowner yet. It's easier to bail on a lease than it is on a mortgage. If you are a Gen Z, you likely don't have to have a big chunk of your paycheck taken up by insurance by your new driver.
Yeah.
Sorry, still bit.
Or tuition.
Three of them, baby. Best money I'll ever spend.
But, yeah, you've got to worry about paying for your next meal.
Mm-hmm.
Putting, you know, $20 in your car for fuel.
By the way, you do have to worry about paying for your next meal, but mom and dad are a phone call away.
And they're more than happy to have you back in, as they should.
Yeah.
You know? So there's no cut-off ties that really kick somebody in the fire until you have another human to care for.
Meanwhile, you talk about the job hopping. Inflation is also exacerbating this.
Yeah, if you've got somebody making, you know, a certain salary and they're like, you know, I want to go somewhere else. Ooh, this job posting came out. It's 5-10% higher than what I'm making now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go apply. Regardless of asking my employer, hey, here's everything I've done over the last 6 months to improve my performance, my efficiency. Maybe I'm up for a raise. Maybe I'm up for a promotion. No, I'm going to go to company B where they're offering 10% more than I'm making right now.
Hey, it's Patrick Grimion, host of the Patty G Show, joins us to talk a little business every Thursday. What's coming up on the Patty G Show?
This week, we've got the Baton Rouge General Foundation President, Eric Showalter.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about what?
So they're about their launching of a new in-community health service provider through mobile transportation. So they bring like motorhomes and such into different communities and actually go to the people to help treat them.
Remember when that was called the house call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that
was like DoorDash for doctors.
Basically. So we talked about that and talked about some of the other things they have going on at the General. Very, very interesting fellow. And he did a little, not job hopping, but career progression to get where he's at now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's knocking it out of the park, let alone a cancer survivor.
Wow. Okay. He's Patrick Grimion, host of the Patty G Show, joins us every Thursday.